The Ford Dealers of America present the Fred Allen Show. The Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests, Bert Law, Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And this is Kenny Delmar speaking for your friendly Ford dealer. Today is the first day of a nationwide campaign sponsored by the National Safety Council. Their advice is to check accidents, double-check your car. And this is the ideal time to do it, just before you start your heavy summer driving. Let your Ford dealer check your brakes, lights, steering, and tires, and in general, get your car ship-shape for miles of pleasure ahead. It's important to know that Ford mechanics are Ford-trained. They use special Ford equipment and factory-approved methods. They can supply genuine Ford parts. Because Ford dealers know Ford's best, they save you time and trouble, and they save you good, hard cash. So tomorrow, for sure, take your Ford back home for a real spring tonic. Hey, it's Sunday night again, and here comes Fred Allen in his new Ford to keep his weekly date at the corner of Main Street. As Fred steps out of his Ford, he hears a voice say,
Mr. Allen!
Portland, guys. Well, Portland, have I kept you waiting?
Oh, it's all right. I've been looking at the pictures outside the newsreel theater.
Oh, good. What are the newsreels showing this week?
A man in Brooklyn lived in a closet for 10 years.
Oh, I saw that. Why would a man live in a closet?
Well, Mama said either the man thought he was a moth.
Thought he was a moth, huh?
Or he wanted to go on We the People.
Oh, that's you know, people do the darndest things to go on that We the People program. I know a fellow who married a seal to get on We the People. Well, something went wrong. A man named Weaver down there didn't okay it, and the We the People deal fell through. Well, the last time I saw this fellow, he and a seal had a penthouse at the Fulton Fish Market. And they were trying to get on the Arthur Godfrey program. Good luck to them. Well, what else is Arthur might flood the studio some night and have the seal on, you know, just for novelty. I've never seen an MC function while treading water. Arthur may be the first to do it. Tell me, what else is in the newsreel?
Out in Los Angeles, that rooster who lived 20 days with his head cut off finally died.
Well, how could a rooster live 20 days with his head cut off?
Well, you know how people in California brag. They said it was the climate.
Oh, that was good. Well, out in California, they never seem to stop bragging about their climate. They even have a man out in the cemetery with a big mallet, I hear there. They claim people keep coming to life sitting up and ruining the lawn out there. This guy with the mallet has to go around hitting the people on the head so they'll lie down again. But see, it's getting late, Portland. I think I shall pick up my paper.
Mind if I tag along?
Well, no. Let's take a walk down Main Street.
What does the paper say?
Say, look on this last page here. A list of definitions. Here's one of an optimist.
An optimist is a man who doesn't care what happens as long as it doesn't happen to him.
Mm-hmm. It's a good definition to read to yourself. I wouldn't read it to anybody. Look at this here. This is Be Kind to Animals Week.
Do you think people will be kind to their animals this week?
Well, I hope so. Now, let's ask some people as we're walking down Main Street. This man coming along wearing the plastic spats. Pardon me, chum.
Claghorn, say Claghorn's the name. Senator Claghorn, that is.
Well, Senator...
Oh, it's you. Make like you don't know me, son. I can't be seen with no small fry.
Now, wait a minute, son.
Don't hold me up, son. I'm busier than the man with a wooden leg in the middle of a forest fire.
You're busy?
Yeah, some troublemaker from Oregon is trying to cut down the talk in the Senate.
Why cut down on talk?
Talk is cheap, son. Washington ain't got time for nothing that's cheap.
Oh, I see.
Man in Washington who ain't talking billions today is either from out of town or a Republican.
What about foreign affairs, Senator?
Well, I got my ear to the keyhole, son. Yeah. Drew Pearson is getting all of his stuff from me.
All of his gossip. I heard tonight that he predicted tomorrow would be Monday, that Drew Pearson. He's right on the...
Well, I
he
say,
gets all his gossip from you, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, why do you think Stalin wants President Truman to come to Russia?
Why?
On account of his initials.
H.S.?
Stalin thinks H.S. stands for hammer and sickle.
No kidding.
Don't let that get out, son.
Yeah?
A certain president's daughter who sings will know I spill the beans.
Well, I'll keep it under my hat, which is a Lee, incidentally. Well, what about domestic affairs, Senator?
Well, I'm amending the president's health plan.
Amending the health plan? How?
On top of giving every man, woman, and child in the country medical care all through life.
Yes?
With my amendment, at the age of 65, everybody has to have all their teeth pulled out.
All their teeth pulled out.
Yeah, well, son, with your Social Security rolling in and all your teeth pulled out...
Yes?
You got a soft snap.
Well, Senator, this is Be Kind to Animals Week. Are you going to plan to observe it?
Well, I sure am. Son, there ain't a night that I don't give thanks to the animal that makes every politician possible.
Well, what animal makes every politician possible?
The bull. So long, son.
So long, Eddie.
Well, come on, Portland. What are you laughing at?
The sign.
Sign? What sign?
This stationery store is moving.
So?
Well, if it's a stationery store, how can it move?
Oh, who knows? Ask the writers. They keep writing these things in when I'm not looking.
Look who's coming out of the bus station.
The bus station who?
Titus Moody.
Hi, Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
been away again?
Yeah, I had to take my father up to the city.
Oh, Dad's been out of town again, eh?
Yeah, the Century Club had a convention.
The Century Club?
Every member of the Century Club is 100 years old.
Well, say, at the convention, what do they do?
At 100, what can they do?
That's true.
Yeah. When a man gets to be 100, he's been where he's going.
He's on his way back. Well, Mr. Moody, what about this Be Kind to Animals Week?
If you're kind to an animal, that animal will be kind to you.
Oh, you speak from experience, do you?
Yes. I had an old brindle cow.
And you were kind to it?
One time the cow had tender gums.
Tender gums, eh?
I chewed that cow's cud till it got soft enough so she could handle it.
Well, that was pretty nice.
One time up in New York City, after the livestock show, I put that cow on a leash and I took her over to Hamburger Heaven.
To Hamburger Heaven?
I let the cow look in the window so she could see what had become of her mother.
Well, do you think the cow appreciated your kindness?
Oh, she sure did.
Well, how do you know?
Why, last winter, I had arthritis so bad I couldn't raise my arms.
Yeah?
When I went out at milking time,
that
cow, she see I couldn't raise my arms. She helped me milk her.
Helped you how?
As soon as I set the pail and held on,
yes,
that cow started jumping up and down. So long.
So long, Mr. Moody. Well, let's go, Portland. What is that you just picked up there?
I found this letter.
Oh, a letter? It isn't sealed, is it?
It must be Jimmy Fiddler's.
Jimmy Fiddler's?
Jimmy Fiddler's always writing open letters.
Oh, it probably is, yes. Well, with those open letters, it's a wonder his punctuation doesn't drop out.
Look who's...
Punctuation. I coined the word there. We could probably use it later.
Look who's crossing the street with a balloon.
Mrs. Nussbaum, what are you doing with that balloon?
I'm just coming from television.
From television, oh.
Howdy Doodle.
Oh. Howdy Doodle?
It's a puppet.
Oh, what? What do you mean, a puppet?
Oh, it is like a bundle with strings on, only it's a man.
Oh, that's a puppet, eh? Well, did you like the program?
To seeing it is to participating.
How do you mean?
Well, it's commencing, everybody singing. It's howdy doodle time, it's howdy doodle time. Bob Smith and howdy do, say howdy do to you.
Fine, very, very good.
Next is coming Bob Smith with also the flubberdub bird.
The flubberdub bird?
Suddenly is showing a Charlie Kaplan picture.
Oh, that Kaplan is very funny.
Is following Monkey Shines with Clarabelle Cornblower. Time is up, everybody's singing. It's howdy doodle time. It's Toodle-bye.
Well, this all sounds very entertaining in the minor way.
Oh, I'm adjourning myself to the hilt.
Oh, to the hilt. Well, Mrs. Lisbaum, what about Be Kind to Animals Week?
Why specialize?
Specialize? How do you mean?
Why being kind only to animals?
Well?
I'm kind to everything.
Well, that is a very nice sentiment.
This I'm expressing in my poem.
Oh, you wrote a poem?
I'm calling it Why.
Well, how does your poem go?
Why be kind to animals and not to other things? I'm kind to birds and bees, to salt and coffee rings.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind to soft-shell crabs. For sturgeon, too, I'm caring. To prove I'm kind to fishes, I will never eat a herring, thank you.
Good night, Mrs. Nussbaum. Well, walking down Main Street, Portland, you know it's like a dream. You meet people you never see when you're awake.
You haven't found out anything about Be Kind to Animals Week, have you?
No, but I'll stop one more non-entity who's passing by. There'll be another one along in a minute. Oh, this little man coming by using somebody's shin bone for a cane. Hi, Chum.
Here, no, get out of the way. Come on, take out to it.
Oh, howdy.
Howdy. Howdy. Howdy. Howdy.
Ajax Cassidy. Ajax, where did you get those red cheeks? You have that outdoor look.
Why shouldn't I have that outdoor look? I was evicted last Tuesday.
Evicted?
I hit the landlord with me stamp collection.
Oh, you did, really?
You should have seen it. The landlord was laying on the sidewalk under the mailbox with half of me stamps stuck on him.
Uh-huh.
A mail truck come along and picked him up.
Picked the landlord up, eh?
When he come to, the landlord was in a mailbag pulling into Philadelphia, special delivery.
Well, what started this trouble with your landlord?
The tenants was hanging their washing on me television aerial.
Oh, the washing on your aerial bothered your television reception?
Well, have you ever tried to watch Toscanini conduct through an aperture in the back of a union suit?
No, I haven't.
The great maestro looks like a man peeking out of a flannel envelope.
I'd like to see that sometime. Well, Ajax, how do you feel about Be Kind to Animals Week?
Oh, sure, no, me boy. I take me hat off to every animal I meet on the street.
Really?
I do. If it was not for an animal, I wouldn't be alive today.
What happened?
Well, when I was a little boy, I had no blood.
No blood, eh?
One day, I collapsed. I had ambitious anemia.
Oh. Ambitious anemia. Very bad. You needed a transfusion?
It was after 3 o'clock. The blood bank was closed.
Oh, at 3, every bank closed.
Well, the doctor happened to see a goat in our parlor.
Yeah?
He took 2 quarts of goat's blood and gave me the transfusion.
Say.
That goat's blood saved my life.
You have goat's blood in your system? Well, doesn't it bother you?
Well, there's only one thing.
Yes?
When you're standing in front of me,
uh-huh,
don't bend over. Goodbye.
So long, Ajax. Well, come on. Come on, Portland. I want to pick up a number at the music store.
A new song?
Yes, it's something I heard on Jack Eigen's program, his big anniversary, you know, last week.
Uh-huh.
It's called You Broke Your Promise. Now, if I can get Al Goodman and his orchestra to play it and the 5 DeMarco sisters to sing it, You Broke Your Promise, and you know it's going to come out something like this.
You broke your promise, oh, yes. You broke your promise, and now I'm all alone and blue. You said you loved me, oh yes.
You said you loved me,
and not a word you said was true. You promised you'd be mine forever, and we would never, never, ever part. But you broke your promise, oh yes, you broke your promise, and that is how you broke my heart. You said
that we would never, never part.
Remember what you said, but you
broke your promise.
Oh yes, you went and broke your promise, and that is how you broke my poor, poor heart.
Say, wait there in the music store a second, Portland. I see Kenny Delmar crossing the street. Hi, Kenny.
Well, I'll be right with you, Fred. I'm reading this letter.
Oh, your fan mail again?
No, Fred. This is a letter Mr. James L. Diggs of Kingman, Arizona, wrote to the Ford Motor Company.
Oh, it's the Ford Company's fan mail.
Yeah, and this is some fan letter. Mr.
Really?
Diggs owns a fleet of trucks.
Yeah.
They include two bonus-built Fords, those 145 horsepower big jobs.
Yeah.
And he says he's been putting them through the toughest hauling jobs he ever had.
Well, good.
Mr. Diggs says this haul is over a mountain range which has a drop of 3,500 feet in 11 miles.
Uh-huh.
This brings us to the Colorado River Valley, where the temperature is around 125 degrees. The return trip is a steady pull for 25 miles. We carry a payload of 15 to 18 tons, and the round trip takes only 3 hours.
Well, that proves those Ford trucks are pretty tough, Kenny.
Yeah, but you've only heard the half of it, Fred. One of Mr. Diggs' Fords has gone 55,000 miles, and all it's needed is two fan belts and a set of distributor points. The other Ford has gone 34,000 miles, and Mr. Diggs says it hasn't given him 1 minute's trouble. He says his bonus-built Fords are outperforming all other trucks in their class.
Well, Kenny, if I were a trucking man, I wouldn't have any truck with any other truck but a Ford truck. You can take that.
So long.
You can have that in writing. So long, Kenny. See you around. Well, come on, Portland. What are you looking at?
That big billboard. It says, "The Death of a Salesman."
Oh, "The Death of a Salesman." That's a great play.
I know. Mama saw it, and she was worried.
Worried about what?
After the salesman died, who got his samples?
Wait till your mother sees the circus and tries to figure out the plot. That'll give her something to worry about. Say, it's sure... Too bad we're in a hurry. Sure, say, it sure is a nice night, Portland. Let's take a walk up by the park.
All right.
Gosh, you know, today's the first day of May. Only 2 more months and I'll be starting my vacation.
Have you still got that big deal with the summer theater?
No, that's all off. Fell through the whole thing.
What happened?
Well, remember, I told you, I saw this ad in the paper. It said, business opportunity, make money, you can be bigger than Fort Knox. Apply 215 and a half Wall Street in the back.
And you answered the ad?
Well, the next morning, I went down to 215 Wall Street. I went around to the back and I knocked on the door.
Yes?
Bert Law. Bert, I saw this ad of yours in the paper. I want to make some money.
Money?
I'll
make you richer than Croesus.
But,
I'll make you richer than Midas.
Yeah?
I'll make you richer than Tessie Hornschlager.
Wait a minute. Who is Tessie Hornschlager?
She was last week's winner on Break the Bank.
Bert, what is this business opportunity here? Is it an oil well?
An oil well. That's peanuts. That's for Rockefeller.
Oh. What is your proposition?
A summer theater.
You can make a fortune in a summer theater?
Fred, last summer I played a barn up in Vermont.
Yeah?
The farmer made $80,000.
Oh, and you are going to buy his barn?
Not me. I got a novelty.
What?
A roundhouse.
A roundhouse?
I'm calling my company the Roundhouse Repertory Players.
Bert, how can you put on plays in a roundhouse?
Why not? Last summer in Connecticut, there was a summer theater in a brewery.
In a brewery?
The Ballantine Buskers.
No kidding.
In Chicago, a group was playing the student prince in a slaughterhouse.
In a slaughterhouse?
1 week, business was bad, and they butchered three of the actors.
But mighty tasty
now,
ham,
look,
I guess.
My roundhouse...
Bert?
My roundhouse will be a gold mine.
Well, where are you getting this roundhouse?
From a big railroad man, J.P. Mortimer.
J.P. Mortimer?
He used to be president of the Long Island Railroad. He built this roundhouse up in New Hampshire.
He built a roundhouse in New Hampshire for the Long Island Railroad?
That's why he's no longer president.
No sense of direction, I see. What kind of plays are you going to put on in your roundhouse?
Well, I'll star myself in a one-man show, an entertaining hodgepodge.
Good.
I'll open with an impression of Noel Coward.
Noel Coward?
I say. I drank too much tea on the Thames, so I had to take 2 tums for my tummy. What to do?
That is some English accent,
yeah.
Sir.
I speak English like I got a monocle up my nose.
Beside the English accent, what else are you going to do, Bert?
Well, next I'll throw in a little Shakespeare.
Shakespeare?
Yeah, but soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon.
That is Shakespeare?
I'll get 1,000,000 laughs.
You'll get laughs doing Shakespeare.
While I'm reciting the lines, I'll drop my tights.
Oh. Fine. Well, what comes after Shakespeare?
Well, I'll sing a few songs.
Oh, you sing too?
Mm-hmm. Listen, now listen, Owen. The wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care? What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm.
I must say, Bert, this does sound like an entertaining hodgepodge.
Well, you can be my partner, Fred.
Yeah?
All I need to buy the roundhouse is $5,000.
$5,000?
Now, look, Fred, don't rush into it. Think it over. Sleep on it tonight.
Sleep on it? Bert, I haven't slept for 3 nights.
You can't sleep.
Every night I have the same dream. As soon as I close my eyes, I see a big watermelon.
Fred, every dream is a message from the subnoxious.
From the subnoxious.
Now, your subnoxious is trying to warn you about a watermelon.
You mean my watermelon?
Well, hey, wait a minute. I saw that white watermelon. I remember. It's right here in my racing form.
Racing form?
There's a 100-to-1 shot in the big race at Jamaica this afternoon. Look at the horse's name.
Watermelon.
It's mental telepathy. Now, maybe you can... That must be J.P. Mortimer, the guy who owns the roundhouse. Come in.
Well, now, I'm a busy man.
Hello, J.P.
Have you got the $5,000 for my roundhouse?
No, but my friend here, Fred Allen.
Allen, have you got the $5,000?
$5,000? No, sir.
Then the deal is off.
But, Mr. Mortimer...
Billy Rose wants to buy it. He's going to put on square dances in my roundhouse.
Now, give me till 6 o'clock,
yes.
J.P. I'll have your $5,000.
Okay, Laura, I'll stall Billy Rose, but I'll be back at 6. I'm a busy man.
He is a busy man. Bert, where are you going to get $5,000 by 6 o'clock?
Fred, you've been dreaming about a watermelon, right?
Right.
Watermelon is a long shot running to Jamaica today.
That's right.
How much money you got on here?
$50 exactly, Bert.
$50 at 100-to-1. We've got $5,000.
Bert.
With $5,000, you and I are in business with the roundhouse repertory players. Come on, Fred.
Where?
We're grabbing the next train to the Jamaica racetrack.
Well, here, you take the train tickets, Bert. I'll count my money.
Okay.
Gosh, I hope Watermelon's the right horse.
Now, look, Fred, there's only one thing you gotta know about a racetrack.
One thing?
Yeah, you gotta have willpower.
Willpower.
When you make up your mind to bet on a horse, stick to him.
Yeah?
Don't get touted off.
Nobody's touting me off Watermelon,
Not
Bert.
Well, I'm with you, they ain't.
Good.
You're betting Watermelon and only Watermelon.
Tickets, please.
He has the tickets, conductor.
Oh, you boys betting in the big race?
Yeah, why?
Anybody looking?
No.
Get a bet down on succotash. It's in the bag. Tickets!
Succotash? It's starting already. Bert, what are you doing with that racing form?
Oh, just looking, Fred. Now, let me see. Succotash. Could do.
Now, look, Bert.
Now, listen to this. Succotash's first race was in 1912.
1912. This race today is for 2-year-olds.
Well, they've got his fetlocks lifted and he's wearing false teeth. Fred, they're out to win with succotash.
Look, Bert, forget succotash.
Fred, that conductor looked like he knew something.
Bert, I dreamed about a watermelon. We're going to the track to bet on watermelon. What does that conductor know?
Never belittle a conductor, Fred. He's generally on the right track.
The racetrack is sure crowded.
Keep your eyes open for pickpockets, Fred.
Yeah?
If you feel 3 hands in your pockets, you're being robbed.
Well, come on, let's put my $50 on watermelon.
Okay, give me the money. All right. I know a guy at the mutual window. I can get better odds.
Oh, a friend. Swell. Make it snappy, Bert.
Yeah, don't worry, Fred.
What for 8-foot-long? What's nobody buying?
Hot Horse Harriet. Fred, meet a friend of mine, Hot Horse Harriet. Harriet's fashion editor for the Green Sheet.
Well, glad to know you. Glad to know you, Harriet.
Say, what are you betting on the big race, boys?
Watermelon.
Watermelon? Ain't you heard the grapevine?
The grapevine?
Watermelon's been worrying about the race so much, he's got an ulcer.
An ulcer? Watermelon can't run with an ulcer, Fred.
No.
It's succotash, boy.
Yeah?
That's straight from the horse's mouth.
Say.
I got the oats all over my veil to prove it.
So long, Harriet.
Say, Hot Horse Harriet knows horses, Fred. There's only one thing to do.
What?
We gotta go over to the paddock and make sure.
Make sure of what?
Succotash and watermelon. We can see which horse looks the best.
Say, that's a good idea, Bert.
The paddock's right over there.
Bert. Say, look at this horse with the hearing device on there.
That's some gelding, eh, boys?
What horse is this, mister?
That's Succotash.
Succotash? What a hunk of animal.
Yeah, he's Coaltown's brother-in-law.
Say.
Are you the jockey?
I'm Succotash's owner. You boys got a bet down on Succotash?
Well, no.
Don't be chumps. My horse is going to win.
How do you know?
Look here under my coat.
Jeepers. A hypodermic needle 2 feet long.
Yeah. And it ain't filled with Pepsi-Cola, boys.
Fred, if Succotash is hopped up, he's got to win. He'll come bouncing in like a kangaroo.
Say. There's the bugle, Bert. The horses are going to the post. Get my $50 down quick on watermelon.
All right, Fred. But if it was my $50, I'd bet on Succotash.
All right, the horses are at the barrier. Nightcrawler's on the inside. The line is zip along, Succotash, watermelon, Hotfoot, and Little Sam.
Well, I got the money down, Fred. We're all set. Here's the ticket.
Bert, look, this ticket is for Succotash.
Fred, I mulled it over. It was the conductor, Hot Horse Harriet, and an hypodermic needle against you.
Oh, Bert.
All right, the horses are ready. And they're off. There at the first turn, it's Succotash in front by 8 lengths.
I told you, Fred.
Nightcrawler is second, followed by Hotfoot, Zipalong, Little Sam, and Watermelon.
Watermelon is last.
Yeah.
My dream.
Did you ever see a dream walking?
Oh. Well, now they're at the far turn. It's Succotash in front by 30 lengths.
Come on, Succotash.
Come on, Succotash. Come
on, Succotash. By Little Sam, Nightcrawler, Zipalong, Hotfoot, and Watermelon. And now, they're coming down the stretch. Succotash is leading by 40 lengths, followed by Little Sam, Nightcrawler, Zipalong, Hotfoot, and Watermelon.
40 lengths. Succotash is the winner, Fred. Let's go to the payoff winner.
And here they come across the finish line. And the winner, by a nose, it's Watermelon.
Watermelon? Where did he come from?
Who knows? Second, Nightcrawler, Little Sam, Hotfoot, Zipalong, and Succotash.
Fred.
Don't talk to me.
Fred, what are you sore about?
What am I sore about? J.P. Mortimer has to have $5,000 for his roundhouse by 6 o'clock. Thanks to you and Succotash, our summer theater is gone.
Quit worrying about the money, Fred. I can still work out a deal with J.P. Mortimer.
You mean you and I will still be starred with the roundhouse repertory players?
I can see us now. It's opening night. Before the curtain goes up, J.P. Mortimer puts his arms around our shoulders and says...
Now, boys, I'm depending on you to put the roundhouse repertory players over.
Yes, Mr. Mortimer.
The house is sold out. You've got the stuff, boys. Go out there and give them everything you've got. Let's go.
Lemonade.
Good humors.
Lemonade.
Popsicles.
Before we go, I would like to call every motorist's attention to this month's slogan of the National Safety Council. To check accidents, double-check your car. Let your friendly Ford dealer get your Ford in shape for the summer driving ahead. He'll save you time, trouble, and money, because Ford dealers know Ford's best. Next week, our guest will be Miss Ethel Merman. Thank you and good night.
For another half hour of laughs and surprises, stay tuned to the Henry Morgan Show, sponsored by Fred Allen, over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.